Welcome back to the Yarlo Home Cringe Show. This is your host, Katie Shahan, and I am here to talk today about home ownership tips and tricks, and also where the future of how technology plays into homeowning and the future of tech in that space. So, the Yarlo Home Cringe Show, our tagline is, oh no, to okay. So, we're basically trying to talk about other people's cringy moments in home ownership and how we can avoid those, and tips to making life a little bit easier when it comes to owning your house. So on our website, homecringe.com, as well as Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, you can send us your home cringe moment, and maybe we'll talk about it on the air. This week, our home cringe moment is from Andrea in Eden Prairie, and she is having issues with her garage door, and it wasn't opening or closing. So until she could get someone out there to help her repair it, one of the things to note is there is a red cord that dangles from the garage door opener rail that runs along your garage ceiling. And when you pull that red cord, it disconnects the door from the automatic track. So you can manually lift your door up and down. The only issue is security. So if you leave your house and you have to go to work, because this is an unexpected issue, and you manually close your garage door, someone else could theoretically come along and open your garage door. So it is a quick fix. It's not a great fix, but if that does happen, you can always make sure you lock your door from the garage into your house to make sure that if anyone does unexpectedly visit your house, they are contained to the garage and not able to go throughout your house. So that's a helpful tip, just that red cord on the garage door opener rail, and it also helps you reset the door when the time comes and you get it working again. So today we're going to talk about some more tips. Usually when I have a guest on the show, we do a fast pitch where I ask that person a couple, we do about a minute, how many questions they can answer. And so today I'm going to do it to myself, and you get to learn a little bit more about Katie and why I started this radio show / podcast. So how long have I been in the home maintenance space? Basically, I bought a house in 2015, and it was very disappointing. It came with no documentation. I grew up out of state, and I was not familiar with a lot of the specific requirements of living in a house that where the temperature can freeze. So so that's kind of how I got into this, is that I spent so much time Googling and trying to figure out how to effectively maintain my house that I thought I could build an app, and the app is called Yarlo, to help automate that space, home ownership. And there are a couple apps out there, but they do very generic home maintenance tips. So, for example, they'll just say vacuum behind your refrigerator, or do that once a year, or it's time to rake leaves, but it doesn't really give you tips on how to do it more efficiently. As well as, we take your home features. So if you have, let's say, a water softener, we automate recommendations on when to fill it with salt, and furnace, different types of furnaces out there. But because we know if it's a radiator heating system or a gas furnace, then we are able to customize those tips. So that kind of makes us a little bit more unique as an app, opposed to some of the other ones out there. My favorite fall activity is hot tea. I don't drink caffeine. Some of you don't know me, but I am a very energetic person, and giving me caffeine just sounds like a really bad idea. So I drink tea, uncaffeinated tea, and it warms my hands, it warms my heart, and it warms my mind. So if you ever want to meet up, let's definitely have some tea. My least favorite homeowner activity, I love working with my hands. So plumbing, electrical, cleaning, all those things I'm on board for. But my least favorite is mowing. Any type of yard work is just really not my forte. It's not my thing. It's not my jam. So I used to have about 0.75 acre yard with this house, and so I bought a riding lawnmower, and even though I had a riding lawnmower, I still wait as long as possible to fire it up because mowing just is not my jam. And then interesting animal encounters. My house, when I bought it was painted dark brown and like no trim. Some other houses had like trim, a white trim or some type of different color, but this house was just all brown. And it attracted every single box elder bug in the Eden Prairie area because box elder bugs are attracted to warmth. And so the dark paint radiated heat. And so they came and would just hang out on the house. And there were so many of them. It looked like my house is just moving all the time because there's so many bugs. So I ended up. I tried lots of things. I tried borax. I tried, just more natural ways of trying to get rid of them. And it did not work at all. So I found this product. It's called, let's see, I took a picture of it. It's called Talstar, Talstar. And it is rated to be used in like commercial kitchens. And so it felt safe for my pets. It felt safe for children. And I sprayed the outside of the house with it. And my box elder bug problem was gone in like a day. It was amazing. I also had Japanese stink bugs. I think you guys all know what those ones are. They were nesting in my fireplace. And I didn't realize it. And every night in the wintertime, I had about one to two of them that I would that were like on the window in the den by the fireplace. And I would just get out my vacuum every night and just vacuum up the one or two of them. And then when spring came, they multiplied, and I was vacuuming up like 10 to 20 of them a day. So I used this Talstar stuff and I sprayed in the fireplace and I went up on the roof and I sprayed down the chimney and the next I had no more Japanese stink bugs. So I'm not promoting a product in any way. I'm just saying that, boy, this Talstar stuff, I'm not an insect person at all. And this really made me more comfortable in my house as well as I felt safe with animals and children, and that I wasn't going to have any issues. So that's another interesting topic is pest control and how to do it humanely. But basically, I just was tired of those bugs hitting me in the face. And lastly, I grew up actually in Colorado. So when I came to Minnesota to be a first-time homeowner, it's a lot different. I grew up on a dirt road with a cement driveway, and now I had an asphalt driveway. And I was just really disappointed that the previous owners left no documentation, no maintenance records, nothing. So I didn't know how frequently to do maintenance and what kind of maintenance I needed to do. My neighbors were the best resources because they had all lived in that cul-de-sac for like at least 10, 15 years. So they taught me a lot. I tried to Google things. Most of the results came up for Florida or just different states than Minnesota or where I was living. So that was another factor of why I created the Yarlo app was just, I didn't know that I had to go and turn off the outdoor spigots in the basement. I just thought that you could just disconnect your hose and it would be winterized. So I learned a lot about that. And so if you get a chance, download the Yarlo app. It is free. So we are really big on privacy. We don't share your information with anybody. We don't sell it. It's really just a tool for you to be a better homeowner. And later on in our program, we're going to talk a little bit about homeownership and the future of tech and how we can leverage technology to make our lives a little bit easier. But first, we are going to go through some interesting random tips for homeownership. So the first one is programming your thermostat. For every 1 degree you lower your thermostat, you save roughly 2% on your energy bill. If you lower the thermostat by 5 degrees, you can save 10% per month on your bill. Now, I do have a reputation in the wintertime that when people come over, I greet them with a hat and a scarf and maybe gloves because I do keep my house a little bit cooler whenever I do plan on having a party. One of the things I have to remember is turn lights on and raise the temperature because not everybody is okay having to put more clothes on when they enter your house than when they came over. So just keep that in mind. And we are going to come back right after this with these few messages with more tips and also get into the tech of homeownership. So we'll be right back with the Home Cringe Show. When it comes to the ever-important task of home maintenance, the struggle to keep everything organized is real. Are you grappling with a jumble of receipts and invoices in that messy drawer of yours? Or perhaps they're scattered through old emails, making it all too easy to lose track. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. This is Katie Shahan, and I've developed the perfect solution, the Yarlo app. Picture this, an app that sweeps away the chaos and brings order to your home management woes. Yarlo is your free ticket to seamless organization of all things related to home maintenance, improvements, and even those ambitious remodeling projects. With just a few taps, you can effortlessly input receipts and warranty details, ensuring that every piece of vital information is right at your fingertips. I invite you to step into the future of home management. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlo app or visit yarlo.com today. That's YARLOW.
North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up. Roofing, storm damage, and siding. Call the pros at North Face. A hands-on approach. Advice and consulting. Our attention to detail makes the difference. Visit online at NorthFaceConstruction.com. North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up.
If you're an empty nester or looking to downsize, find your solution at HomeApt Realty. We're the downsizing specialists who make your transitions seamless. From discovering the perfect space to selling your current home, we're here for you. Plus, we know how first impressions count. HomeApt can help you update your home before selling, ensuring you get the best value. Don't pay anything until closing. HomeApt Realty, that's HomeApt.com, or call 612-655-2324 to get started today. Hi, this is Katie Shahan with the Yarlo Home Cringe Show, and I'm here with Rich Kerner, owner of Watts Electric. Rich, tell us a little bit about Watts.
We are a family-owned electrical contractor here in Minnesota, and we can help you with any of your electrical needs, from simple to large. We can do it all.
So how do I get in contact with you?
Send us a text at 763-607-6680. That's best because we might have our hands full, but give us a call too.
Or I can reach you at wattselectricmn.com.
At Kira Home, we visit our clients' homes once a quarter, taking care of everything you're supposed to be doing as a perfect homeowner, but we all know we neglect. From cleaning your dryer vent, AC unit, refrigerator coil, to providing all your filters, we can take care of your home with our quarterly visits. Additionally, we offer one-time services like air duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, and AC unit cleaning. Visit our website at kurahome.com. That's K-U-R-A-H-O-M-E.com. Or give us a call, 612-503-4050.
Prepare to revolutionize your home management game with a touch of cutting-edge technology. Do you own a home and love exploring the latest technology? Hi, I'm Katie Shahan, creator of the Yarlo app. Yarlo is a free app that lets you keep track of all your home maintenance improvements and remodeling documents. Add your receipts and warranty information so all your data is at your fingertips. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlo app or visit yarlo.com today. That's Y-A-R-L-O-W.
All right, welcome back to the Yarlo Home Cringe Show. This is your host, Katie Shahan, and we were just talking about tips about your house and fall cleanup, and we're going to continue on with our tips and then move into tech for home ownership. So next random tip, let's see. So leaf removal is a big thing right now. I know we had some snow and it kind of threw off our traditional leaf removal methods, but a very interesting concept that I read about lately is drones, using a drone to clean up your gutters. And how it works basically is a drone you can buy for like $200 online. And your typical drone has four propellers that help it. So when you're driving it, that's how it maneuvers. So those four propellers create a downdraft, I guess, of wind. So if you fly your drone up on your roof, not only can you use the camera to inspect it and see like what else is up there, but you can also use the airflow from the propellers of your drone, and it will disperse the leaves. So if your leaves are dry, this works. If your leaves are wet and soggy, it doesn't really work so well. But if your leaves are dry, you can fly your drone up there, and in a couple of minutes, you can have your gutters cleaned just by the propellers blowing the leaves off of your roof. And you can also inspect it, especially before we get more snow and it gets really cold. You can inspect it and make sure that there are no major signs of damage or definitely no clogs. And you can do that all with the safety of never leaving the ground. I am not a big fan of climbing up on my roof, so the thought of using a drone to clean my gutters, especially if you have a 2 or 3 story house and it gets really high up there, instead of paying a home service pro every fall to clean out your gutters, you know, it might be a better investment to try this drone and see if that can remove some of that debris from your roof. Next, shoveling snow. Salt versus shoveling versus blowing your snow. I am a huge fan of shoveling just because, I don't know, it's silly really, but I just like shoveling. And a blower is just one more appliance to maintain, to winterize, to get it going again. So it's great when your neighbors have a blower, in my opinion, but I am a shoveler. So salt, I totally understand. If you can't get out there, I did learn growing up in Colorado, the snow comes and it melts and it goes back to, you know, no snow on the ground. But in Minnesota, the snows and it turns like immediately to ice. So once you drive on snow, like you do go to work and you come home and it had snowed and you drive into your garage, now you have ice building up on your driveway, your cement pad or your asphalt. And that's super frustrating. So it's shoveling can get really tough to stay on top of it. Or blowing, but salt, in my opinion, it can ruin your cement, it can ruin your asphalt, it can damage your car. So I am not a big proponent of salt, but I also park in the garage and I don't use my driveway a ton. And it deters solicitors in the wintertime. Just kidding. You don't get any door knockers when your driveway is covered in ice. But you need your Amazon deliveries, so you have to kind of keep up with it. So salt, I think, is a last resort. But shoveling and snow blowing doesn't take that much time. It's great exercise, and it doesn't cause a lot of like the pitting you'll see in cement. Usually that pitting is from unclean gutters, so there's overflow from the rain that causes pitting on your cement as well as salt. So that's my opinion on it, and of course you guys are more than happy to have your own opinion. If you want to talk about it, feel free to go on our socials. We tell us about your preference on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just look for Home Cringe. And you can tell us all about your thoughts on the best way to keep that snow and ice off your driveway. Another random tip is there's a energy savers tips from Xcel Energy. And one of them, surprisingly, is for cooking, we should use crock pots, microwaves, toasters, or air fryers as opposed to firing up your oven or stove. And that's just because to turn your stove and your oven on, it does use a lot more electricity and gas than to just use a microwave or a air fryer. Those air fryers are great. They're mini ovens. And they can do so much these days, and they actually do save you a bit on your energy costs as well. Other interesting cooking tip, using glass or ceramic pans in the oven is more efficient than metal. So sometimes in recipes, you'll see that it will specify that if you're using a glass pan to make your tater tot casserole or your hot dish, if you're using a glass pan, sometimes the temperature is 325 instead of 350, and sometimes the cooking length is shorter if you use glass. So that's an interesting thing to keep in mind, metal versus ceramic when you are baking and cooking. And of course, if you choose to lower your thermostat, in the wintertime and you want to use a space heater in a specific space, make sure it's safety wise, we turn those off before moving on to, a new room or going to bed. Nothing would be worse if you're trying to save a buck or two on, heating and your house catches on fire instead. So make sure those space heaters are used, conservatively, I guess is a good word. All right, so those are our tips for the winter as we get colder and colder temperatures. So now let's talk about tech and home owning. So obviously, smart homes are a thing and they're just getting smarter. We have doorbells, we have thermostats. Now our laundry can be on Wi-Fi and our stove and oven can be on Wi-Fi. And that's all great, but one thing we want to keep in mind is from a tech background, you want to make sure that you do implement certain security measures. Make sure your internet password isn't password one, or making sure that there are no tech breaches with that. And so part of that is just being educated when you're making the purchase and choosing, do I really need to put this on the internet or not? Making sure that my passwords are secure. And I know passwords are annoying. And the good news with that is that a lot of places are moving away from passwords and they're doing more two-factor authentication, which is when you have to put in, you get texted or emailed a code and you put that in and it recognizes you. So technology is moving away from passwords eventually. I'm not sure how long it will take the home appliance industry to factor that in. But yeah, as our homes get smarter, hopefully we can be better at our security. And because if you have a smart garage door opener, I mean, that stuff can get hacked and all of a sudden you have unwanted people entering your home. So sometimes, you know, a good old fashioned lock with a key is a great thing to have between the garage and your house, that entry point, just in case. So just something to think about as we work with more smart appliances and smarter homes. Also, I heard a lot of times longevity with appliances. Like, why does my washing machine from 10 years ago still work, but I got a new refrigerator and it's done after 8 years? So why are our appliances not lasting as long? And I heard a little bit has to do with how smart those appliances are and the computer chips in them just aren't built to last as long as they used to. So something to think about as you go to purchase your next appliances. It's really hard to get away from smart appliances. Everyone is basically smart these days. But just keep in mind security with your passwords and how you connect it all together. So that wraps up our show today. I'm Katie Shahan. I am the host of the Yarlow Cringe Show. You should download the Yarlow app and see how you can help automate some of your home maintenance and tips, and as well as store your documents. And we believe in privacy and security, so we don't sell your info. All right. We will see you next time on the Yarlow Home Cringe Show.